Let's not jump up and down with excitement when we read that Methodists, Lutherans and Roman Catholics worldwide on Saturday, October 31st, observed the 10th anniversary of the signing of a landmark ecumenical agreement considered as one of the most significant since the Reformation. That agreement has to do with justification. Let me give you something of the background. On October 31st, 1999, representatives of the Roman Catholic Church and the Lutheran World Federation signed a joint declaration on the doctrine of justification, in which the two church bodies together confessed, and I quote, "By grace alone, in faith, in Christ's saving work, and not because of any merit on our part, we are accepted by God and receive the Holy Spirit who renews our hearts, while equipping and calling us to good works." End of quote. Members of the World Methodist Council later adopted the document by unanimous vote as well, in 2006, sharing the belief that a common understanding of justification was, and I quote, "fundamental and indispensable," end of quote, to overcoming the division between Catholics and Protestants. Now, on the surface, this sounds extremely encouraging. But just hold a minute. In the same joint document on the doctrine of justification, I read these words, quoting from paragraph 25. "We confess together that sinners are justified by faith in the saving action of God in Christ. By the action of the Holy Spirit in baptism, they are granted the gift of salvation, which lays the basis for the whole Christian life." They are justified by faith. By the action of the Holy Spirit in baptism, they are granted the gift of salvation. By baptism, Rome has not changed her position at all. She still believes, as the Vatican website states, "the baptized have put on Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, baptism is a bath that purifies, justifies, and sanctifies." Obviously, according to Roman Catholic teaching, baptism is the means by which a person is purified, justified, and sanctified. Baptism is no such thing. The Westminster Confession of Faith clearly states baptism is a sacrament wherein the washing with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost doth signify and seal our engrafting into Christ, and partaking of the benefits of the covenant of grace, and our engagement to be the Lord's. Baptism does not save. That brings me right back to the great question, how can a man be just with God? And the answer is very simple. Only through the perfect righteousness of Christ, imputed to us and received by faith alone. There are three things we need to remember. The guilty sinner cannot justify himself. Read Romans chapter 3 and you'll discover that man is a sinner in the eyes of God. This is not a mere blot on his character. It's a complete corruption of his being. Romans chapter 3 verse 10, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." That total depravity leads to total inability. The guilty sinner cannot provide a perfect righteousness and therefore cannot save himself. We also learn that justification for the guilty rests upon Christ. Christ has provided a perfect righteousness. He lived a perfect life. Every thought, every act, every word was perfect and without sin. In fact, it's more than that. Christ was impeccable. He was not able to sin. He lived a life of perfect obedience. Furthermore, he died an atoning death, a vicarious life and a vicarious death. Christ has met the demands of God's perfect law. Therefore, justification is through Christ alone. Also, this glorious justification is received by faith alone in Christ alone. Martin Luther, the great reformer, learned that truth. The just shall live by faith. Rome's message of justification by faith is not the same as the message of the gospel. Therefore, it must be refused, and Christ alone received.